This is The Last Angry Man. And now, from the podcast capital of the world, The Last Angry Man. I think today was a great day for American politics. Today was a day that saw America and its freedoms at its very best. And for the first time, The Last Angry Man says, I agree with President Bush, if only President Bush would agree with himself. But first, before I break your podcast bubble, Senator Lieberman.
Personally, I feel it was a terrible mistake for Columbia University to invite him to speak.
I was as proud today of Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia University, as I've ever been of any American. I was as proud of him as I was of our freedom to speak, of our rights granted by the Constitution. I thought he did a marvelous job.
We at this university have not been shy to protest the challenge, failures of our own government to live by our values, and we won't be shy about criticizing yours.
And that was just the beginning.
Mr. President, you exhibit all the signs of a petty and cruel dictator. I have women, members of the Baha'i faith, homosexuals, and so many of our academic colleagues become targets of persecution in your country.
The Iranian president was certainly taken aback, but that is what American freedom is all about. You see, he had the freedom to not hear what he wanted to hear by getting up and leaving. I think the president of Iran and the president of the United States have one thing in common. They don't really like freedom of speech. It bothers them a lot. Interesting how a strong man like the president of Iran weakens in freedom. Suddenly the Holocaust may have happened, just not the way we all thought it happened. Or something of that nature. But his freedom to speak taught us a great deal. The way he didn't answer the question taught me a great deal.
Not saying that it didn't happen at all. This is not that judgment that I'm passing here. Granted, this happened. What does it have to do with the Palestinian people?
We weren't saying anything about the Palestinian people. We were saying something about the Holocaust, however, that it did happen. Though I think that translator is up to Katie Couric's job, and perhaps she has a shot at it. He sounded a lot like our own Republican candidates who don't believe in Darwin's theory of evolution. The president of Iran must have thought we were just a bunch of imbeciles in this country, thinking he can get away with such idiotic statements as that. He came across as more than just a thug. He came across as a naive thug who had no understanding of the world we live in, or the realities of that world. But believe it or not, it got even funnier. The question of human rights and homosexuality came up. Here was his response.
In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it. Not saying that it didn't
really matter what he had to say, did it now? What really mattered was that he got a taste of freedom, real freedom, American freedom. It's a good kind of freedom, one that President Bush has tried to take away from us piece by piece over the last 6 years. But we still have some freedoms left, and the president of Iran got a chance to feel those freedoms today. Perhaps it did some good, probably not. Words are very important. They're very powerful, one way or the other, for good and for evil. But we must listen to both sides in order to know what we're up against, in order to know the truth. The truth is somewhere. Truth must be found out. Whether you like the truth or not, freedom is the only way to get there. And hearing the Iranian president speak in his own words today, not filtered through some newspaper or filtered through the president's mouth, was something that was quite interesting, quite humorous at times, and quite scary at the same time. That's why today was such a great day for me. It showed what America was all about. And by the way, remember I mentioned that I agreed with President Bush?
He's the head of a state sponsor of terror. And yet... an institution in our country gives him a chance to express his point of view, which really speaks to the freedoms of the country. I'm not so sure I'd offered the same invitation, but nevertheless, it speaks volumes about really the greatness of America.
And there, a shocking comment from the President of the United States, a man who I have to say I agree with today. I just wish he could agree with himself more often about our Rights as America podcast, capital of the world. This is the last angry man saying.
Not saying that it didn't.